Hey leaders, before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you about a free event that I'm hosting, your Personal Leadership Audit Live Workshop. I've put the workshop together because if you want to stand out as an exceptional leader, you have to know yourself, inside and out. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses is critical, and for that, you need a high degree of self-awareness and a commitment to self-reflection. Now, if you're committed to unlocking your leadership potential, then working through a self-assessment like this is going to help you to quickly identify a path to higher impact. I'll be leading you through a deep dive into the 7 imperatives of my No Bullshit Leadership Framework, so that by the end of the session, you'll know exactly what areas you need to develop if you really want to stand out from the crowd. We're only opening up 150 spots, so register now at yourceomentor.com/workshop. That's yourceomentor.com/workshop.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of No Bullshit Leadership. Times are tough. Inflation is on the rise, input costs are escalating, and companies are tightening their belts. And when the pressure is on, it doesn't take long before companies start to squeeze their suppliers in an attempt to find cost savings. Unfortunately, your suppliers are facing exactly the same pressures you are. Their costs are rising too, and they're experiencing the same difficulty in finding and keeping their best people. Knowing how to manage your suppliers for optimum long-term benefit is critical, especially as you seek to outsource more and more of your company's non-core work. But how do you strike a balance between the lowest price, the best service, and an acceptable level of risk? The contract you have with your supplier sets the tone for how the relationship is managed. It has to be robust and the terms have to be really clear. But in the very best customer-supplier relationships, once the contract is signed, it goes into the bottom drawer and rarely sees the light of day. This is because you manage the day-to-day delivery based on the core principles of the relationship, with give and take, and try to serve the intent of what's been agreed. If you go by the letter of what you're entitled to in the contract, well, that's all you'll ever get. I want to give you just 3 core principles to think about when establishing a new supplier contract that you should find pretty useful. The first is, it isn't a zero-sum game. Think about the size of the pie. The more value you can create in the overall deal, the more there is to share between you and your supplier, so try not to be too transactional. The second principle is, think about the outcome you want. What does a good negotiation result look like? You both have to walk away ultimately satisfied that you've got a good deal. If not, you'll have problems later on. The core concept here is that the best price isn't necessarily the best deal. Third principle, think about the appropriate allocation of risk. You really have to know what you're doing here. The risk should ultimately be taken by whichever party is in the best position to manage it. But it's how you price that risk that's critical. When I was negotiating multi-year, high-value contracts as a supplier of bulk rail haulage, we understood the risks we were taking on profoundly. We had teams of analysts performing complex statistical analysis of historical patterns so that we could accurately price our risk. If we were in a negotiation and one of our customers said, "We think you should take on this risk of a catastrophic event at the loadout facility," we were able to go away and determine both the likelihood and the consequence of that risk occurring in a way that enabled us to price it. So we could come back to them and say, "Sure, we're happy to take on that risk, and it's going to cost you an additional 7 cents per ton." If you squeeze your suppliers too tightly, they're going to end up cutting corners. Remember, You can outsource the activity, but you can't outsource the risk. For more depth on this insight, have a listen to episode 221 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast, Managing Supplier Relationships. We'll leave a link in the show notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a no bullshit leader.